League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
In a world filled with negativity and bad news, Anna and Raven want you to tell them something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
Zach Margaret took a semester off from NYU because he wanted to dedicate his time to finding the cultural differences throughout Connecticut, and he's creating a docuseries about it.
I mean, that's so much easier to explain to your parents instead of, Dad, I'm just not going to class anymore.
Right. Starting at 9.9, it's Anna and Raven. Zach is joining us. He's the creator, the director of Culture Unshock, which is a series about Connecticut that he's working on, and Elizabeth Manmohan is the host of the docuseries. Guys, what is this about?
It's really about showing the differences in culture and providing the representation in the media for people who wouldn't necessarily have a voice. It's a lot about education as well. Education for people who don't know about these cultures and get more exposure to them.
Zach, you're from Waterbury, so you've got a local connection. What was this idea born from?
What initially started this idea is last year I made this short film for an art show, and I worked with Liz, and we were interviewing, his name is Fahd Saeed, a community activist in Waterbury. And with that, there's a lot of different cultures in Waterbury itself, and then expanding this Connecticut. Before I met him, I didn't know about a lot of this stuff.
You're not necessarily aware of it, right? I mean, yeah. We assume that we have many different people in our community, but unless you're interacting with people and talking with the people on a daily basis, first off, you don't even know what it means half the time, and other times you're not exposed to it. One of the great things I loved about living in the city. Liz, what really attracted you to this project and your voice in this?
I grew up in Waterbury also, so we're surrounded by cultures like every day, just being in Waterbury, and it's still not all the cultures that Connecticut has. I'm very interested in the cultures, but also what's outside of Waterbury. Together, we work really well just talking to people, and I just feel like it just makes sense. Just to do it.
What has been most surprising that the average person wouldn't know about the different cultures in Connecticut?
In Connecticut itself, there's so many subcultures no one really goes into. Recently, we just did a female tattoo artist culture. It's really educating and fun. I think it's just amazing.
It is a great time for television. And it's kind of like the golden age right now of docuseries. It's all over HBO. It's all over all the streaming services. And it could be these huge subjects or something just niche little subsector of the population that you never even think about. Some serious, some light, but always interesting. I could binge watch this stuff for hours when I'm at home. The fact that something like that is going on in Connecticut is exciting.
And you're trying to raise funds for the first season to release in February. I see here that you're donating 20% of all earnings to 6 local charities and organizations too, based in Connecticut. So not only are you trying to raise awareness of all the different people and cultures here in the state, but you're also going to give back once you get this going.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the plan. The first seasons, we're working directly with organization that we can donate to. The first episode is a Hindu temple in Newington. We're working with the Black Lives Matter group out of Hartford and a few different ones. We're donating directly to the communities that need it.
I'm aware of that that building there in Newington. Didn't come without its controversy when it went in, I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Highlights of the first season, guys.
A big highlight is the Black Lives Matter episode. I really got excited with the lady tattoo artist. Mm-hmm. There's a big show going on in a few weeks called Tommy's Tattoo Convention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be shooting there, and that's just exciting.
I'm always fascinated because for such a small state, the amount that we have going on and how diverse it truly is. Yes. If people want to learn more about you and they want to contribute, or maybe they have an idea for an episode on your show, where do they go?
For Instagram, you could follow us at Culture Unshock, all one word. And Facebook, it would be Zach Margaret Films.
Or Liz Culture Unshock. That's my name.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.